Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dive in to Chilluminati podcast episode 14. Welcome everybody. Get your hats on. It's time. It's been like 10 episodes.
What kind of hat?
Like tinfoil hat.
Oh boy. Okay.
that's what we're doing today.
All right.
We're gonna dive into to a topic people have been very, very excited about us returning to, and one that I've spent the past like month and a half researching. We're going back into the world of the alien world. We're going back into the world of aliens. Last time we talked about it, we just did the basics. We just talked about the 12 to 13 different alien races and what they maybe want and why they might be here.
The basics.
I have such a complicated relationship with aliens.
Tell me about it. Why is it complicated?
It's so,
on again, off again? Do they take you out and then they just don't shoot
so
you nicely?
It's so hot and cold. You know, it's like so much bullshit.
It's like a Katy Perry song. You're right.
The Absolutely. Most believable story of all. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're so fucked up in that way.
Yeah, nope, you're right. Today, we'll either put you hot or cold. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it'll make Jesse colder. And Alex, you might just not move.
Oh, boy.
But today, we're going to take the next step in talking about the basics of aliens. We're going to talk about alien abductions specifically. We're going to talk about when they started getting reported, the template that they all tend to follow, theories as to why they abduct us, and then the final part, the crazy theories as to why they may or may not abduct us. Now, if you want to...
These theories originally are going to be the believable, like, real theories, and then it's going to be, like...
dimension layering kind of theories.
I'm ready.
If you want to read books, like, there's a few books I went through. Edge of Reality is an incredibly good book. It's where I pulled some of this stuff from. And then just... rabbit holes online, and then a book by Bill Cooper, one of the granddaddies of conspiracy theories, is another one that I'm not all the way through yet. I'm still working my way through it. So there's a lot of different books, but if you want to choose one, I'd say Edge of Reality is where you want to go. But let's begin our story. Way back in 1961, on the night of September 19th. Now I'm curious. I have a feeling, Alex, you do, but Jesse, have you heard of Betty and Barney Hill?
Of course.
Oh, man. This
of course
is a
I
good
have.
One.
Perfect. Well, for those who haven't, we're going to quickly go over this story. We're not going to talk about them in depth. I think they're an episode in and of themselves. But Betty and Barney Hill are most notably the first publicized alien abduction here in kind of the modern world.
Like the classic.
Right. They are the classic.
Abduction.
So on the night of September 19th, 1961, Barney and Betty Hill were driving home to Portsmouth, New Hampshire on a rural highway. They were supposed to arrive home sometime around 3 o'clock in the morning. They had stopped at a diner on the way back. I think they had just, if I remember correctly, they were going out on like a little family vacation type deal. They were supposed to arrive home at 3 a.m., but along the way, they saw a bright light in the sky following them. Betty saw it in her rear view mirror specifically. Betty insisted that Barney should pull over and try to figure out what it was because she was convinced it was following them. And so she talked him into it, and he did. He stepped out of his car, pulled out a pair of binoculars to look at the object, and then suddenly 2 hours had gone missing, and they were a little further up the highway than where they had parked and looked at the object that had supposedly been following them. Unable to account for that time, they eventually arrived home. felt something horrible had happened to them but were unable to recall what it was, and just went to bed. It would be a little while before their memories started to come back and what that bright light was supposed to actually be, and who or what was riding along within that bright light. Barney and Betty were, by all accounts, actually good people. They were, Barney was a postman in the 60s, and Betty was a social worker. So they weren't just like crazy people living on the fringes of society. They were both active within the civil rights movement of the 60s as well, which was really important because they were an interracial couple, which is incredibly stressful to be in 1961, and very, very rare in the 60s. After a visit to the psychologist, and from having nightmares and random vivid memories of what had happened that night, they were eventually induced into hypnosis, and those sessions, along with the therapy, would be eventually turned into a book in 1966, and a made-for-TV movie aired on NBC in the 70s thereafter. Barney would almost always refuse to talk about it. He very much tried to avoid the subject, and every time he went into hypnosis, it seemed like he was in constant pain and being tortured, where Betty was much more eager to try and learn what had happened. For whatever reason, her experiences were not nearly as bad as Barney's. But Barney would die in 1969 from a cerebral hemorrhage, and Betty would live until 2004 and die at the ripe old age of 85.
How long after?
For who? Betty?
For Barney?
Barney, he died 3 years after. Almost 8 years after, from 61 to 69. He died in 69.
Damn.
Yep. But Betty would live on for a while. What they saw that night would become something of a template for almost all other abduction scenarios here on forward, though obviously details of different abductions would change, but a lot of the same themes would run through them.
Lots of time, lonely roads.
Yeah, so always alone, almost always lonely roads, almost missing time. And we'll talk a little bit about their experiences without going into too much detail, as to just to kind of see the template that it follows. But after all of this was publicized, public reports of alien abductions went up 2,500%. Just to give you an idea of the impact that this original, in a way, alien abduction kind of scenario, what kind of effect it had on the world.
I've always thought that this was the case that sparked a lot of the stereotypical things that you would expect to see in an alien abduction scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Like
everyone sort of copied this one.
Yep.
And I've always thought this made this one fascinating, but also made it... The more I look into it, the more I'm just like, why don't they want to talk about it? What about X, Y, and Z doesn't make sense? There's a lot to it that's fascinating, but I just don't know answers to.
Right.
Well, was now it's the first one, but was it also like... I guess my question is like, how much money did the Hills make off of this story?
That's a good question. Something I didn't actually fully look into. From my understanding, not enough. They did not like live off of this for a while. I think they sold their rights to their story in the early 70s. Somewhere along the mid 60s for the book deal that they made. And then the made for TV movie from 1970. I want to say it was 71 or 77. It was one of those two. It's not something I noted down because I didn't. Not something we want. We don't want to go into the full life of Betty and Barney Hill because that's something totally, totally different.
I just wonder if this is like the serial of its day. Like it like kickstarted like the true crime movement. Everybody's like doing it. There's like a market for it. Yep. Like, is that what it is? Or is it, you know, one group of aliens who has really similar methods? So all the stories are really similar.
Right. Well, that's the interesting thing because for the most part, when dealing with these. Let's talk a little bit about first the type of abduction, I guess, that they experienced before we worry too much about the differences, because there are differences depending, but it's not too much. So a few running themes as to what they ended up seeing while they were being abducted. So one of the big things is your typical grays was what they saw. Barney and Benny Hill had saw specifically. When they were looking out what they saw when it was approaching, the object was a spacecraft with a set of double windows through which Barney could actually see, he in quote, at least half a dozen living beings on this ship that was approaching. They were wearing uniforms, and they were all looking straight at him. As the
you could see into
approached.
The windows of the spaceship.
Yes, there was double windows on the ship itself as it was approaching. This is what the details they were able to get out of him through hypnosis and regression and all that other stuff.
Is this the cigar one?
The cigar one,
where the ship looks like a cylinder.
I don't think so. I don't remember reading anything about that. But there's that's another common thread in a lot of abductions is that you see a lot of the same shapes: saucers, ovoid, cigar, long ones, that kind of thing. Barney himself was terrified, and he raced back to the car and pulled off the highway onto a winding side road to lose the craft. The couple heard a series of loud beeps, and then each felt an odd tingling drowsiness come over them. You know when you wake up and you're just groggy, and they kind of explain it like that, like a weird haze that they just can't shrug off. And then when they regained consciousness, they were 35 miles down the highway than where they remember being. So that's the distance in which they traveled in those 2 hours.
And their car was with them?
Their car was with them. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, it was basically like they were in the car, something happened.
Yep.
35 miles down the road, they're back in the car, and everything's fine. But two hours have passed.
Yep. Barney's shoes were scuffed up, and his binocular strap had been broken in that 2 hours somewhere as well. Like I said, they both had a weird feeling, but they could not remember what it was. 2 years is how long it would be until they went to see a psychiatrist. 2 years before they were like, okay, this shit is scaring me. Like, we can't get this off our minds. It's ruining our lives. Barney.
Was this the first anybody official had heard of it, or did they, like, report it at the time?
They did not report it. This is the first. Betty talked to her sister about it, but there was no. They never talked to anybody official about it, like a psychiatrist or a news story.
Interesting.
They should have kept it to within their family. So they eventually went to a psychiatrist 2 years later, and under hypnosis, what they both recounted that night, they both recounted the same thing. Short, gray aliens with big wraparound eyes took them aboard their saucer-shaped craft and probed them with needles.
In the butt?
No, not in the butt.
I know it's a silly question, but, like, that's a thing, right?
Yeah. It's more likely needles likely... go up noses in belly buttons, and a lot of males report a lot of, like, basically ejaculation machines where shit is just attached to their dong.
So let me just state for the record again, a lot of what you're hearing in this story is stuff that is repeated over and over and over again in various other reports. And which to me, even though I think most people assume like, oh, of course, they're all doing the same way, so they have to be real because it's similar to the other stories. To me, that sounds like just really lazy making stuff up.
Right.
But that's just me.
Yep. So what they both experienced was needles kind of going into them. Barney had a needle going into his belly button. He remembers the needles being incredibly painful. Everything about it, when he went into hypnosis, it would a lot of be screaming from him, a lot of panic from him. Where Betty didn't seem to have that much of a problem, like her scenario getting probed and stuff, but she doesn't remember a lot of pain. She doesn't remember, like, she remembers it being scary and uncomfortable, but it wasn't nearly as traumatic to her as it seemed to be about Barney utterly loathed everything about it. But like Jesse said, that's the kind of the common through: bright light, missing time, gray aliens most of the time, brought on board, calmed down via the touch of an alien or pleasant thoughts.
Just like a vibe that's like...
They usually say something scared to them. The alien will say something to them, usually in their own mind, kind of a psychic
relax
thing.
This is weird, but you're going to be alive.
Exactly. They'll eventually be put on a slab. Tools will do things to them. It's usually painful. When they start screaming, an alien will usually come over, place their hand on them, take the pain away, and then eventually they'll be put back on the ground and left
alone. Don't worry. It's just a jack-off machine.
Well, that's... Okay, listen, straight up. If, like, alien wants to abduct me and just slap something on my dick to jack me off, dude, my windows are unlocked. Come get me.
Can we just print that whole thing on our next shirt? Can we just print that quote? Hey, listen, if I just... my windows are unlocked, come jack me off, aliens.
Come on, Jesse. You'd said yourself you'd have sex with an alien.
Yeah, but, like...
Even if you I would assume you would.
I want to have a relationship with the alien first. You want to get to know the alien.
It's not just about jack off machines and
come on, I'm classier
touches
than that.
If you were in your 20s, maybe, you know, you're kind of going through that time.
No. Come on, right. You should know me better than that. I'm all about class.
You want aliens. Like an Earth Girls Are Easy type situation, but
yeah,
like a pretty lady instead of Jeff Goldblum at his sexiest.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
I'll take it. You know what's weird that this makes me think of is that, like, in my adult life, thinking back on alien abduction stories, they're usually a lot more like this.
Yeah.
Open road, people disappear. But as a kid, and, like, I guess maybe in, like, at, like, more mainstream popular culture, I sort of see the, like, bedroom, like, levitating out of the bed abduction.
Well, that's not, I don't even want to say that's uncommon either, because there's a whole story. Something I would love to talk about one day, too. And I know I tease and people get annoyed that I'm like, one day I'd like to talk about this. But that's just how aliens work. It always branches off into 1,000 different directions and you have to just choose. But there is an event that happened at a UFO convention where an entire floor of the hotel all experienced abduction scenarios. But entire floor and experienced an abduction scenario. But they all experienced it slightly differently. The types of aliens they saw were different. The types of experiments that were performed on them were slightly different. What? Something we can talk about. Jesse's Googling it right now, I bet.
This sounds insane, but all right.
Are you looking it up?
I'm trying to, yeah.
All right. Yeah, you look it up. I'm going to go over a few more things. One of the other things that's very important as well is that through all these types of, for the most part, through these abduction scenarios, these people who are abductives, these victims, because I fully believe that even if they're not being abducted by something, it may be their brain dealing with trauma and kind of things coming back to haunt them, whether it be a sexual trauma of their past or a type. But these victims, they truly believe that that this happened. They're not, whenever they do lie detectors or any of the stuff, it always comes up that these people fully believe that it happened. Whether it happened or not is still in question, but they themselves believe that it happened. And again, a lot of these things can be put, and even to the Betty and Barney thing, there is a theory that they were living under so much stress of being this interracial couple in the early 60s that they were under so much stress being.
You think they trumped it?
That this is their way of dealing with a lot of that.
You think they trumped it up? Ran, threw away their cell phones and went out into the wilderness?
Just went gone, goodbye, and they just forgot all about it.
I've heard of other things. What is that called? Where you wander in the night and you have it's called something experience where you like
out of
a fugue state, a fugue state.
Oh, you, fugue state.
Go to Paris or something, and you're just like there, and you wake up and you're in Paris, and you're like, "The hell? I'm in fucking Paris. What happened?"
that is not uncommon. I've heard about that as well, but I hope I never experience it. I'll be real.
I mean, I wonder if that's like an explanation.
It is. There's so many different ways you could explain it, but they always believe that's the point. Is like most abductees. Typically, at the very least, in their mind, believe that it has happened.
Sure.
Many people who believe they were abducted don't actually recall the particulars. They just have a strong sense that it actually happened. But, you know, for those who can eventually recall it, it always follows this template. Another example is some 22-year-old from New Hampshire by the name of Tom told his psychologist in 2005 that he remembers taking a shower, looking at his back and seeing bruises he doesn't know how he got. Then as he kind of explored it more, finding gaps of time that he doesn't remember, and eventually regressing himself to the point where he starts telling this crazy story of being abducted by aliens, and then that's where the bruises came from and stuff. But, you know, again, it's always that missing time, something happened, figure it out, hypnosis, aliens. And it's that kind of thing. Jesse, you look like you would like to say something.
It just always seems so backwards to me. The whole idea that it is... I found a bruise. Where did that bruise come from? Oh, I'm going aliens. To get to the point where it's aliens. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's always, like, I've woken up with bruises or, like, one time recently this past year, I woke up with, like, a sprained ankle.
You got abducted, dude.
No clue how that happened. Don't know how I woke up with a sprained ankle.
I'll tell you.
It was not aliens. It wasn't.
No,
it was...
You're wrong, and here's what happened. Uh-huh. You were resting that night, probably, sure. I don't know, looking at porn, and some light came through the window, and you were pulled in, and they wanted to run tests, so they poked you with needles, they made you do jumping jacks, and one of your jumping jacks, you landed a little awkward, sprained your ankle, they panicked, they put you back,
I was drugged
they wiped
up at the
your
time.
Memory, and that was
sure.
It.
Yeah, no,
it's
you're
like when Picard lived
it.
The
you're
whole
absolutely
life
right.
in his dreams.
Yeah, you're I absolutely you, right. That must be it.
I'm go to hypnosis therapy. I'll bet you figure it out.
You know what? No bullshit. My mom broke her toe reading one time. She was laying in bed, and she crossed her legs, and like her sheets, she didn't realize, were like threaded around her foot in such a way that when she like crossed her legs, it like pulled her toe like out, and it like broke her toe while she was just like reading a book. She was like, ah, and she heard it go like,
oh God. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, it's crazy.
That hurts.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway. It happens sometimes. That's just like life.
Well, the other problem too is with these people, and the reason it's hard to believe a lot of them outside of if you're just a skeptic in general and don't necessarily believe it, is then there's other people out there who are literally doing crazy things for the sake of attention or money. A good example of that is some woman by the name of Susie had been doing an interview with somebody about alien abductions, and in the middle of the interview, she dropped to her knees and started screaming that she had a message from one of the aliens that she's in communication with and is giving this message to this person she's interviewing.
He said,
and it's like,
I'm a little mongoose and I can kill rabbits with my bare hands.
God, Jeff is an alien.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. That's why he died when he got whacked with the golf club or whatever it was. Because he was a living
talking mongoose. I killed his ass. It was weird.
It's fucking weird shit. But that's the general outline. That's kind of the template for all abductions. So the next thing that I want to go into is why? Why are we being abducted? And why is it always people that are in the middle of an empty highway or far away from society or any of that other stuff? And why is it these people that seem to just be nobodies that nobody gives a shit about? It doesn't
make any
sense.
You know what I would look for, you know, before we go into this is like, what I'm sure that there's been different levels of official interest in these types of stories. I'm sure that some people have spoken with people from the government, for example.
Oh, I mean, that's not even hidden anymore.
Yeah, like, I know that people have actually been interviewed for alien abductions. I wonder, like, if there's correlation between certain details of these stories and people who have or have not been the subject of official interest.
Mm.
That to me would be interesting, because in that case, you're looking at like things that like an institution that seemingly has more knowledge about this than the average person is like, well, what about this? What's this? And then you're like, what's interesting about this? And if those are all on remote roads and those all experience time gaps and those all experience like, you know, those same little like you move a certain distance.
Right.
That would make me be like, oh,
Yeah. I'd be curious too. It's like, it's hard to know. The other thing, if you want to get crazy conspiracy theory as well, is the other thing is a lot of these crazy people who are going out there trying to just sell weird stories could potentially be part of the shadow government trying to spread misinformation so that anybody who ever comes out with an alien abduction story is instantly not believed because there's so many people out there saying crazy shit that you no longer want to believe any of them, therefore allowing the government to continue working with the aliens under our own noses without anybody ever figuring it out.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a possibility. the majestic MJ-12 and all that other nonsense, which one day we will get into.
People always throw out code words when they're like going crazy. They're like MJ-12, MK-Ultra.
The majestic 12 might actually be a real thing
I'm with you.
Like, there's documents out there, man.
I'm with you.
But then
I'm
the question is, those documents, are they out there for misinformation? Or are they actually
You're right. We'll get there. I remember my dad was telling me this thing about this think tank decided, I think I might have even talked about on here before, that this think tank decided that the best way to break the news of aliens is to like start people's consciousness of it as a crazy idea.
Yes.
And then like slowly through popular culture, like narrow it down to realism. And if you look at like Creatures from Planet X from the 50s versus a movie like The Arrival or Annihilation.
Sure.
They're like getting there, you know, they're like getting there on the scale.
And the amount of stories I've had people send us through email or messages and stuff, one particular from a military dude who talked about the shit he saw.
That was crazy.
That was cool. That was really cool. I shared that story actually with you guys. Yeah. And like, I verified he's a military dude. Like, that is not, he's not lying about who he is.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, so that kind of shit's cool. So let's talk about the easy thing first. Why people on back roads? Why absolute nobodies in the middle of nowhere who seem to offer nothing other than they live their normal lives?
Skeptically, no witnesses.
Correct. Like that's kind of the most accepted answer, right? The most accepted answer is because they're low profile. Who cares? Nobody's going to question where Betty and Barney on a back highway at 2 a.m. in New Hampshire, who came home 2 hours later than they were supposed to. Nobody gives a shit. But if someone was to come in and abduct Jesse, for instance, he has such a presence online that if, or just a presence in general, that if he was to be taken and he started making a fuss about it, whether people labeled him as crazy or not, he would reach a lot of people.
I could picture you just screaming at Hots, and then suddenly there's like a big fucking light through the window behind you live on stream. You start screaming, the wall blows off, people see you get dragged off into the night. 1,000 people on Twitch.
He's got his mouse in his hand still as he's floating through the window. He's like, I gotta get
like Princess Leia in The Last Jedi reaching out, goes back to his office.
There's just a lot about abduction that doesn't make sense.
Right.
And I feel like, first and foremost, before we even get to like nitpicking stuff.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Imagine you are an advanced alien race. And you are traveling the cosmos to the point where you can come to Earth with frequency. You abduct us to test us, but you can't like make it so we don't remember permanently, or you can't like you care enough to send us back to where we were, right? Like, there's just a lot that if I was an alien, I would just be like, throw them out the airlock, we're done.
Some people think of it like we're like a, like, you know how some people keep ants?
Yes. Well, that's like, well, that's a theory too, because where Earth is scientifically in the universe, according to scientists, where Earth is, we're in the boonies of the universe.
Super
we're
far out.
We're super far away. So if any aliens in, near the core of the universe existed, they'd be so beyond advanced.
Well, just galaxy, the core of the galaxy.
Not the galaxy. Like, just not our even galaxy. The universe. But they'd be so far advanced compared to us that we would be just like weird animals to them.
Well, most of them best, wouldn't stop. At best, we're like a Doctor Who episode about capitalism.
That's actually really good. Yeah, that's
but it's but
mean.
It's like a bizarre thing where I don't understand what the purpose of it would be, why they would do it, what the there's no reasoning behind any of it.
Well, and would there's you like no science some reasoning.
I know what it is. I know what there's people have said it is, but it's nonsense, right? It doesn't seem.
Some
I don't
of
know.
It is. So let's start with the easiest one and one that we kind of already tapped on. One.
Alien Westworld.
Alien Westworld. Let's talk about the first kind of like, I think most digestible one, and the one that like Alex, you kind of brought up already, is that we're like an ant farm, right? What do with animals? We tag them, we track them, we watch them. They're interesting to us. We learn things about them. To aliens, we could be the very same thing. There are plenty of alien abduction scenarios where when they remember, they're getting something implanted into them, or they're getting something pulled out of them. What if those things are merely just tracking devices? That they're just randomly selected people, and these aliens are just interested in our evolutionary process or our process of living, and they just want to watch. And when people get abducted, a lot of people get abducted multiple times throughout their lives. They're just doing checkups. They're doing like what we do with wildlife, where we just capture and release. We capture them, we run some tests, we check some things on them, and then we put them back out in the world and then kind of wash our hands and be like, we'll be back in a year or two and we'll see where they're at. That's a theory out there.
But
pretty airtight.
They never do. They never, like, it's like, yes, the aliens will be back. Unless there's the rare cases where someone's like, I was abducted 15 times.
Well, there are a lot of cases where abductions run in the family. Where their mom
supposedly
was abducted.
Supposedly.
Again, let me just say this. When I say things, all of it comes with a caveat of supposedly, but
that's kind of like a podcast rule, I think.
Especially when it comes to aliens and shit. All of that is very supposedly, and there is no evidence or any of that nonsense, like, other than what we have of testimonies and maybe some weird markings and scars on people. But we don't have any like legitimate physical evidence of being like, we don't know what this metal is or any of that stuff. Unless
I mean, there
we want
is
to talk
stuff
about
like
Roswell,
that,
which we can talk about another time, which is a whole other book I have to read still. We'll
you know
get
what's
to
so sometime. Crazy is the Game Chasers. There's some YouTubers. They started like a small paranormal channel. And they were like the first people to get access to that hangar where they like brought the bodies in like years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I know, right? It's out there for us to reach. We just have to make the weird phone calls.
That's true. So I'm going to say that's baseline. Right? That's like the easiest, most digestible, and we're only just going to get weirder and weirder from here, as far as theories are concerned. The next theory, and the one that I know we've talked about on our last Alien episode, is the breeding program that the Greys, at the very least, and their tall white overlords, because the Greys are a mix of supposedly biology and computer. They're not fully organic. They are a weird cyborg type creature. That their race, or what they've at least told us, again, if aliens have abducted us and they have said these things, who knows? They could be lying. We don't fucking know. But their breeding program, which is they take us, they scoop out our eggs, and they jack us off for all the jizz that we've got, and then they mark us, and they do some tests, and they send us on our way, because their genetic code is breaking down, and we're the closest thing that they have to what they used to be, so they're using us to create hybrids, which
we're
is
like
a
mentally gimped breeding race.
Well, again, you gotta imagine their science is advanced that they can do
it. Dumber brains.
Because there are abduction stories out there of women being abducted, having their eggs scooped out, all that other nonsense, and then they get re-abducted later, and they're given these human-looking babies and told that this is your child, spend time with it, breastfeed it, and they're like, they have to do all these things, and then they take the baby away, and then they get put back on Earth, and their memory is wiped. And the theory, or at least what we've been told, is that their alien race is dying and they need our genetic code. So they're using us as a hybrid to keep their race going. And because we're so similar to them, because again, if you go back into ancient times, they possibly came here, fucked with monkeys. They were, you know, created what we are as humans, even though the reptilians were here first. Like,
The frogs from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah, more exactly. Like, yeah. we are the frogs from Jurassic Park so that they can keep their race going. That is another theory. The other theory is they're doing a breeding program not because they need to save their race, but because our planet is so rich in Orgon energy, which is something that they desperately need, that they are creating hybrids so they can infiltrate our world and eventually our government and take over from
what
the inside.
What is Orgon energy?
Orgon energy, oh God, that's Orgon energy is a very specific type of energy that comes, you got to think of it in more of a psychic manner. They use and kind of substantiate themselves on, and it is a very important resource in the galactic whole. All the alien races out there. Us, technically.
It's like our human essence.
Yeah, it's like our human
like
energy.
Like Austin Powers mojo.
It's already too much. This is already too much.
It's a lot to go. It's a lot to dive into, and we're already 30 minutes into this fucking podcast, and we need to keep going.
It's too much.
It's a lot. So, but, you know, infiltrating our government and attempting to take over our government as well, and or take over the world in a way that is peaceful, that when they eventually reveal themselves, we're okay with it because they've been with us for centuries and centuries and centuries. So that's another theory as to why that they're taking us. But that's like the two main theories as to why the Greys are messing with us. Usually it has to do with hybrid, because almost every Grey abduction scenario has to do with our sex organs almost every time. They always want our eggs and they always want our jizz.
Again is like
can't see it, but Jesse said the thing is, and then he just leaned down and just like rubbed his head in this very stressful way.
Only would we as like human beings make it about sexy stuff, right? Like, of course the aliens want to come and take our dicks and our like boobs and vaginas and shit, because like that's what they're about.
Who wouldn't want that shit?
Nonsense. All right, real talk. There is nothing about, like, when we study animals, are we like, yeah, let's like go jerk off a bunch of animals? That's not what we do.
But if we needed to create,
that lady did that to a dolphin. Remember?
But that's not the basis of science. You wouldn't travel thousands of light years to do that. Like, you
maybe
wouldn't do
you
that.
Would. She was kind of in like a love relationship with him.
No, it wouldn't happen.
Okay, but Jesse, what about like when we're trying to bring back the mastodon or something? We need to start doing hybrid
you
stuff.
You would
right?
do DNA shit. You wouldn't mess with that.
You would like need to impregnate some other animal.
Like a
yeah,
frog.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. You could not bring back like a mastodon the way you're thinking. You would literally have to like breed something else to have mastodon DNA, and you have to change the DNA codes. Like, that's not how it works.
The problem with this is that it always gets to like Descartes level of like, maybe it is real and they have the power to stop us from knowing about it.
Which,
and it just gets,
right. Which is not, again, this whole thing is ridiculous. it's ridiculous. I can say that I believe in the concept of aliens. But the things people are ascribing that an alien would do to us on Earth is ludicrous. Like, well, of course it's the psychic energy. And of course They're Star Children. That's bullshit.
It's
Star
funny
Children.
That we make.
I love that you know that term, and I didn't have to say it.
Star
I
Children.
Love that you know
the
Star
hybrids.
Children.
Star Children, aka the hybrids.
Yes, they are.
Are literally like a bullshit.
For someone who doesn't believe, you know a lot of terms.
Yeah, because I like. How else are you gonna realize it's all crazy town? It's the literally the concept that like, no, but some of us are special. Don't you get it? Like. We're not just boring humans leading our boring lives. We're special people.
It does seem a little selfish to like apply human thought processes to aliens.
And aliens not going to think the same way you think. A real, true alien is not going to have the same motivations that you as a human have. Fact. It's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree. And
Star
that's
Wars
why
is unrealistic.
But
very unrealistic.
Incredibly unrealistic. But that's the other. But the explanation to that is. That's why people believe that they're probably lying, that the aliens aren't doing what they're doing because of what they're saying. They're just lying to us, and we don't have any reason to not think that they are. So, you know, they could be lying. You don't know what they want our jizz for. Maybe they got a jizz vat, and it's just going to – maybe our jizz and our eggs are, like, their currency.
And that's, first off, insane. But secondly –
like, we're the puka, like, we're the, like, wampum of the aliens?
Money doesn't grow on cheese. Money comes out of our dicks.
No, that's very patriarchal of you. Very patriarchal of you. But it's one of those things where it like brings value to humanity. And this is one of the biggest issues I've had with all the things we talk about is it's all just like bullshit excuses for us to feel like we're important in the universe when like we're a speck on the corner of reality.
See, I almost look at it like, while I'm with you and I'm skeptical about aliens, though I'm probably a little more open-minded, I think, than you, Jesse, on some things at the very least. I actually see it the other way around, where these aliens are treating us like we're not important at all. They scoop us up like we're fucking animals and drop us off like we're animals. They don't treat us with respect in any way.
But then
they prod us, they milk us, and then that's it.
So then why make hybrids?
Maybe
if you don't respect a thing, why are you like? There's no one that I know is
because
not like,
Earth is a valuable, a resource rich planet to them.
Maybe there's something we don't understand about it. Maybe they
maybe like M-class planets are rare in the galaxy.
No, they're not. No, they're not. The galaxy's huge. The galaxy's
I'm
huge. The universe is huge. Star Trek is a lie. No, it's a BS concept where it's like of course the aliens come to Earth because Earth's important. It doesn't matter what the reason. It could be Earth has gold and they need gold to power whatever, or Earth has psychic energy.
That's the
or Earth has. Who knows what people
humans create like, Oregon energy, but that goes back to the idea that humans are more important than
we are. All of these reasons are just like another variation of God made Earth.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just another variation of we're important. And so it's how we tell the story. Now, going back to the base story at the very, very beginning, ignoring all this other bullshit, there exists a possibility that maybe this couple was abducted. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else that has come out since is reasoning and bullshit and, like, explanations for why all that would happen.
The government is spreading misinformation to keep us confused and keep you... I get it.
Sure, yeah, okay, yep.
No, I'm kidding.
Damn,
Before we break away from the sexual, like, abductions as well, because we are going to bust away from that type of abduction here, a very, very scientific reason as to the happening is something that I said a little earlier. It's how you deal with sexual trauma in your past, right? Your brain is trying to turn an event that happened a few years ago into something that you can accept, even if it's aliens. That's more acceptable to your brain than Uncle Joe fucking with you, you know, when you were younger or whatever. And that's a very real thing that your brain can do, where it just transforms something into something else so you can keep living your life without concern. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Then we go on to the government.
Oddly specific still.
Yeah, still. the next thing is the government. The aliens are working with the government around that time in the 1950s, sometime after we learned to split the atom and cause devastating problems, the government and the aliens came together and made a deal. They would trade us technology for rights to abduct X number of people per year. And that deal is with multiple different alien species, including reptilians, greys, Nords, and all this other nonsense, other type of aliens out there as well. At least the ones that are currently working with us here on Earth, in that they just run scientific experiments on us because they're just curious and want to mess with us like animals as well.
And they still use us for mostly penis related purposes.
Well, reptilians don't, when they abduct, they don't do that kind of thing. They just kind of test our bodies and check things out. They don't drag. The weird sexual thing mostly has to do with greys. Grays are the sexual ones. For one reason or another, they're the ones that are like, we want your sex stuff. But that's another one, too. And the reason that we became important to aliens is, like I said, we learned to split the atom. And that's when things started, these aliens started to show up. We were a blip on their radar now because we've accessed a power as destructive and powerful as splitting.
That's why it happened in the 50s?
Yeah, that's why all this stuff started happening sometime after the nuclear weapon was discovered. Because now, suddenly, we're at least a little important. But again, that goes back to Jesse's theory of, well, that just means we're just looking up for a reason to make ourselves important.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay. So those are like what I would call the three main grounded theories. The theories that we can look at and go, at the very least, there's some weird reasoning onto this. We're going to start jumping into the next layer of explanations as to why we're being abducted. Some of my favorite explanations and also some of the most insane. And this has to do with transdimensionalism and the universe itself being a sentient being and all those other things.
Let's get to it.
Off the rails.
Let's go, baby. I'm ready. So first, there's the argument that maybe aliens don't even necessarily exist in our dimension. Maybe they exist in another dimension, in the fourth dimension or whatever. And that's the reason they can get to us. But an alien experience, and there's some, I don't want to say evidence, but there's some things to kind of talk to back it up, is that it's partly physical, but also partly psychedelic. It's
like so many people who are on acid see aliens.
Yeah, exactly. Because, and there are people like, well, when you do this particular drug, it opens your mind to this particular dimension. It's like, all right, whatever you talk about. Sure, maybe. But that these aliens are coming, not necessarily to do scientific experiments on us, but because they're attempting to introduce to our race, introduce to our species, that there is more than logic and math in the world. There are things that just don't make sense. And that these abduction scenarios, one specifically where people are abducted in a group of other people, where everybody else in the room is like in a weird suspended animation, but you're not, and these aliens are directly talking to you, and they can do all these things, is almost think of it like a layering, right? So the way this happens is you're sitting there, I'm sitting here playing a game, all of a sudden Maya stops moving, everybody stops moving, aliens are outside my window, they walk through the wall, you know, and then Yeah, and then I can leave with them through the wall, and then I go onto their ship, and they do all the things that they do, and there are abduction scenarios where they are taken to other worlds or shown other things as like a reward for being good and letting them do experiments on them. And that theory is the idea that this what they when they travel, their technology, the way their technology works, is almost for some reason always magnetic. It always has to do with magnets and magnetic stuff, but they're layering their dimension on top of ours, but keeping us within a bubble to keep us safe, but still be able to interact with us. But that's why everything else just freezes, at least to your perception, because now they're layering their fourth dimension, for instance, like a blanket over, but they cut a hole out for you so that you can still operate.
Super high level physics bending.
And a lot of the things that people see in this particular type of like psychedelic weird abduction scenario is stuff that they can immediately relate back to themselves. Stuff that when they go back and they think about the things that they saw, they can connect it to either like their particular passions, whether it be religion or science or whatever. It's almost their abduction scenarios are almost semi-personalized for them, which is why there's the theory that it's at least a partially psychedelic experience, because it's meant for you. It's meant for you alone. This abduction scenario is not meant for your sister or your brother. It's tailored to you because they're connecting to you in your mind in a psychic way. So your brain is interpreting whatever's happening
however
in a way
they're
that you
do
know.
It, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they know that, and that's also why like they're always weird, and they're talking to you in an English language, but it's also never fully, it's like weird English or broken English or whatever language that they abduct, or whether it be Spanish or Chinese. It's always your home, like your native tongue, but it's also always off a little bit. It's always weird.
Out of curiosity, like, where does this theory, like, who propagates this theory?
There's a few people. Again, the best book I would suggest reading is Edge of Reality. That's where a lot of, like, you can get the basics of it. And Edge of Reality is written by somebody who, his name is, off the top of my head, I don't remember. I can't read it. Hang on. I'll get it. Hang on. I'm getting it.
If you guys can see.
Yep. Okay.
Well, we could see
J. Allen Hynek. is Edge Reality right here, written by J. Allen Hynek and Jacques Vallée. The important name here is J. Allen Hynek, because he was hired specifically at the time by the government to go and disprove these abduction things. That's what his job was, and that is verifiable. That's easy to figure out. But the more he researched, the more he looked into it, the more he couldn't explain half the shit that he was finding with evidence, and he slowly went from, I'm hired to just be like, no, this is the reason, swamp gas, this, that, and the other, to, there's too much I can't explain. Something is going on.
So what are these unexplainable things?
As far as like just scorch marks left on the ground where the ship apparently landed, things being broken, things being mismatched, that kind of thing. And then just their recollection and them being able to have enough evidence that their story holds enough truth that they couldn't explain it away with a scientific theory or like this is the reason. He never outright says he believes aliens exist. That's not his job. But he does say there's too much he couldn't explain to say something isn't happening.
And this is where the dimensional theory comes from.
Well, he talks a little bit about the fourth dimension and the different types of encounters. You know, close encounter of the third kind, that kind of thing. That kind of comes from him. He talks about the different types of encounters.
Oh, it's like that rating system or whatever.
Yeah, it's a rating system, more or less. And the psychedelic experience, I believe my memory serves, is what is considered a close encounter of the fourth kind, where it's a higher elevated kind of encounter with this extraterrestrial species. Good book to read, even if you're a skeptic.
How do you explain that, Jesse?
Nonsense. It's still nonsense.
Again, it, when you start getting into these more psychedelic things, there's no real way to be like, it doesn't exist, because it sounds silly to begin
it's
with.
It's just so far-fetched. You have to like tie it back around to science somehow for it to be
credible. Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what he classifies fourth kind, the close encounters of the fourth kind, is when they have to do with psychedelic experiences that there's no way to prove one way or another.
So this is based on reports that he investigated, and he's classifying them? I see.
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, I came through a dimensional ball. It's like a bubble, and I'm in there.
What he did is like he would always go through them and he would file them away and find similarities between them and then kind of create a ranking system out of the different types of similarities of different types of encounters. Where like I think a close encounter of the first kind is just like a visual, like I saw something in the sky, and it just kind of gets ranked up and up and up and up after that. But that's like the big thing, is that like they're transdimensional beings that are physically there but using a psychic energy to kind of take you away and that kind of thing, and they're there to try to enlighten us, or at least try and get some sort of message to us, but it's never clear what it is.
That's the problem with it, is it's all like things you'll notice the more
that's what makes aliens scary, right?
Rewind to the beginning of this episode.
Yes.
You'll notice that the more we talk about it, the more crazy it becomes.
It go get crazier and crazier, dude.
And the reason why is because the more you start telling the story of aliens, right? And the more you start saying, oh, well, the aliens are this. Well, then when someone like me comes along and says, well, that's bullshit, that can't be true, the next logical step is to be like, well, that's because the aliens are this. And when well, that can't be real, like, well, that's because they're from this. And eventually we get to the same level where it's very much like a belief in God, right? Where it's down to faith. Like, literally, I can't prove that God doesn't exist, and you can't prove to me that God does exist, so we just have to accept beliefs on that point, right? And that's the same thing with the aliens, where it's like,
how would the world be different if what the guy, the crazy person, is saying is true? How would the world be different?
Well,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, like the idea that you saying to me, oh, well, they're from a different dimension. Like, I literally cannot disprove that.
Right,
but that
exactly.
That doesn't mean that it's real. It just means that you've gone to a point where you've created something that is so unprovable that I can't disprove it because it's so fantastical. And that's sort
and
of
now
where
it's just myth, yeah.
That's where all of these mythological things build to, where a point where like, well, I don't want to have this argument anymore, so I'm just literally gonna trump you and take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to take you all the way.
That is a lot. If you ever just do kind of cursory research online, that's the kind of people you're going to come across. There's the people who will consistently escalate it until you can't be like, well, I can't prove it. Like, you know, like that's, it's a lot of what those weird, like GeoCities types of websites are in existence for. But you know, that we're just kind of talking about, you know, the theories of why people are being abducted. The other one is that, it's not the aliens that are trying to show us that the universe isn't as it is, and you know, we should leave logic at the door, that the universe itself is a sentient being, and that it is reaching out to us because it is now our time to learn that the universe is a sentient thing, and it's trying to show us the best way it knows how, which is these alien races that are always, at the very least, humanoid in some way. Greys, aliens, even reptilians, they always stand on two legs, they stand upright, they you know, they,
but you're saying they're similar, just sort of like formulations of the will of,
the will of the universe and trying to,
so it's not just us that's experiencing this, but like tentacle monsters get like gray little tentacle beasts that come,
yeah,
to them,
exactly, that it's a way for them to
jack
reach
their
out.
Dicks off and take their sperm and tell them about, again, the universe being alive.
Yeah,
exactly. But like all of the abduction scenarios, everything that we're talking about, like when we say the universe might have sentience, right? We're applying our form of sentience to it. That kind of stuff.
Which, like, is why, yeah, it's impossible for us to rationalize half the shit.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, every single thing we talked about, be it, you know, the mysterious lights following them, or someone coming to the window, or what, like,
yeah.
All of that can be based off of any type of lighting, right? It could be sun, moon, artificial vehicles, whatever. Paranoia, right? Like the fact that people want to believe, mental illness. There's a million things it could be, right? All the people who are like, I was laying in bed and like it went down. That could literally just be night terrors. Night terrors are a real thing that do happen. Where, like, the reality, your reality and the dream reality you've created, like, mesh. And it, like, happens and you think it's real, but it's not real. Missing time could be anything from literally, like, there was one time I was driving my parents' house. I fell asleep on the road and woke up I was going down a hill and woke up coming up the other side of the hill. Ooh, I was scared to death. I was terrified. I was like, oh, my God.
Once on my way to school when I was younger. It's like one of the first years that I could drive a car, I did that. I just lost like 45 minutes driving to school.
Like I I don't know what happened, but I know that it wasn't, I know it was because I was tired and it was late at night and it had nothing to do with aliens showing up. Like also sometimes, let's be real, people could just be lying and be like, oh yeah, no, I'm missing 4 hours. Not because I was sleeping with my mistress, but because literally aliens, right? Or, I mean, drugs are a huge thing that could happen.
Yes, that is huge.
Like, physical evidence, every time there's physical evidence, the people who are, like, the doctors they go to are never the doctor at the emergency room. It's always, like, Dr. J.C. Willicuddy. And it's always some weird guy who's like, yeah, well, of course, this piece of glass was a microchip, right? It's just like everything else, like Bigfoot or all these other things, rather than having a non-shaky camera. Or, like, and we exist in a time right now where everyone has cameras on their phones. No Bigfoot photos, nothing, right?
Yeah.
When we have things like aliens, everyone has camera phones, everyone has all this stuff, nothing. We have
we have some video footage of ships in the sky or weird things in the sky.
We have some video footage of UFOs. UFOs are not aliens.
They're unidentified flying.
We don't know what those could be. It could be anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we just have to like accept that there's a lot. Here's what I'll say. I will choose to believe that 99.9999999% of alien abduction is bullshit. But that 0.000001, if it's real, that's awesome and crazy and cool and amazing. But the vast majority of the stories are like, come on, really? For realsies? Is this true?
Well, you should definitely like throw a flag in the air to be like, once Betty and Barney's story came out, public announcements went up 2,500%.
Sure, yeah. Because people just want to feel like, I don't know, important.
But the other thing, too, and the counter-argument I would have to that is, like, it's especially now people come out, but people still come out. Sure. A lot of the time, alien abductions, when they come out, it ruins people's lives.
It's true. But you know, a lot of times people do. I mean, there's plenty of people who, like, I've encountered in my travels online who are just like pathological liars. They will just paint themselves into a corner, all the way to like George Costanza going to the house in the Hamptons, like totally crazy people out there. And so it's not difficult for me to believe somebody being like, I was abducted. It's crazy. It's like Munchausen almost, but like worse in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know what to believe, because I do believe that there is some reason why certain things have received official attention and why some things have been
right
officially paid for. Like the government,
the funds.
Yeah. Like there's no lobbyists for this, right? There's not like rich pro-alien people that are donating to get these programs happening, right? There has to be some level of genuine concern out there for unidentified things. And the stuff that's been declassified the last couple of years has been pretty compelling in some cases. And you get some pretty surprising people who are like, yeah, no, aliens. Like John Glenn was like, yeah, no, aliens, I think it was John Glenn. I can't remember who it was. But it was somebody like that who was like, no, actually, when we were up there, I saw fucking aliens, bro.
Well, yeah, they never said aliens. They saw things out floating around them.
Well, what I'm saying is some of them are like, they were this. We talk about them this way. This is what the government told us they are. This is the thing. And I don't know if it was, I'm not going to say it was John Glenn, but I know that there's like people like that, high-ranking officials that all have these stories. And mm-hmm. Trump, you know, it's so funny going back and forth with him. I mean, obviously there's a lot more pressing matters to deal with in the news regarding President Trump at the moment, but like... Back when it was a lighter time, you know, there was a lot of talk about him maybe like being the one to like degaff enough to like declassify a bunch of alien documents as if it was a serious concern.
Then my argument to that would be like the shadow government would judge him too fucking stupid and dangerous to tell him any of it.
It's true. It's true. But you never know. I mean, you don't know how deep it goes or whether it's actually right. just an upfront thing that the military is like very cognizant about. We don't know how much to believe. Like people usually come out of these... high-ranking jobs with like kind of similar stories, but at the same time, the more public stories get, the more similar they become.
The important thing I'd say about that is those people who come out, the high-ranking military officials, they come off at least to me more credible because they're always the same stories, but they're not being abducted.
Right?
They're
like
we see weird things, yeah. and we know we use these terms and that kind of thing. But back on the topic of reasons for abduction, a couple more I want to talk about. One. Is one I maybe should talk about before we went to the psychic shit is the mother hypothesis. Do you know what the mother hypothesis is?
No.
It's basically the idea that we are direct descendants of the Greys.
Okay.
That we are the reason that they're harvesting our stuff is not because we're similar, but because we are directly descended of them in some way or another. And that we are in a much earlier stage of evolution than they are because we're so far away from that. But we are created in a very similar way than they are. That you're looking at a gray as being like, that's going to be what humans kind of look like in a few more million years if we make it that far.
I see.
And that, you know, they're like the mother to us, that they created us, grays specifically created us, or the same thing created the grays and us just at different times.
This is literally the plot of the movie Prometheus.
I've never seen Prometheus, so.
It's a good watch. Everybody loves it online. You should check it out.
Yeah, that is a lie. So that's another one is the mother hypothesis. The other one is that grays are actually humans from the future and that they are time traveling back to the past because, again, very similar to some of the earlier things, we as humans are dying off in the future and that the last time we had sustainable DNA was where we're at now. And so they're coming back to us to harvest that so that they can go back to their time and fix their DNA. Just going to throw that out there because that's something I probably should have talked about before going into the insane shit.
That just seems like something you wouldn't have to do that regularly, right? You know, if you're trying to fix the DNA, right? You just grab like a couple people. You're like, oh, shit. Okay, we got it. Let's go. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I have no idea how that would work.
My hot take on that specific.
The question is, like, how fucked up are they in the future, I guess? Like, how problematic is their situation? Do they wait too long?
I mean, granted, these are all just completely in the realm.
And then you could
nonsense.
Think, like, well, if they have time travel, why don't they just go back to a time where they weren't as dead, give them the time travel technology so they could travel back in time and fix it then? But then that might create a different universe, because that leads us into one of the last theories is parallel universe theory, where they're overlapping their universe into ours, and their world and their physics and their science is so not the same as ours that we can't make sense of it, So our brain is just making sense of what we're seeing, and what we're seeing isn't actually what we're seeing. It's just the reality that our brain is telling us that we're seeing. So the grays aren't actually grays, but they look like grays because it's the closest thing our brain can turn them into to accept what they look like.
Like a Mortal Kombat versus the DC Universe type situation.
Yes, that kind of melding of two different universes. Yeah. And we don't really know why they're here. Maybe they're just observing us. Maybe they've just recently, quote, developed the technology and they're just exploring and checking out different things. But then again, that goes back to why us, why humans, why are we the important ones? Maybe we're not. Maybe they're actually messing with all alien life.
Is the mother theory the time travel theory as well?
They can come together.
Because the one that I think is my favorite one is that they're just us from the future.
Yeah.
And they're time travelers. They're not aliens. They're just time travelers. I like that one's the most fun. Out of all the bullshit theories.
Can you swallow that one more? Is that
out of all the bullshit theories, I like the idea that it's time travelers. They're time travelers who have come back to the past, and they're like they're messing around with stuff. I think that's just fun. It's more fun than all the other fakes. So.
What if there's like an alien planet that's like pretty close by, but it's like not that close by? But like, if you're like a young alien and you have a hot new ship, it's like a pretty funny thing to do.
He's
like,
joyriding his new
ship. You guys
want to
go fuck with like some Earthlings real quick? You want to swing by, like jack them off a little bit? I know it's weird, but it's like when you go cow tipping, kind of.
It's like Earth is out of like the jurisdiction of space cops.
Yeah.
So they're just like,
it's like going to Tijuana for them. It's like, oh, you want to like go fucking do something a little bit illegal? It's like go fuck with some Earthlings.
I'd accept that. That'd be hilarious.
It's equally as likely as the fucking any of the other ones.
Yeah. Well, of course, right? Then there's the idea that the aliens, like the whole going with that whole theory of them trying to infiltrate our government. The reason we have Wi-Fi and cell phones and internet is because aliens gave it to us, but they did it in a devious way. We were supposed to reach an emotional intelligence level before we got these crazy technologies, but they gave us all these crazy technologies before we reached that level, and that's why we're destroying ourselves, because the aliens are just letting us destroy ourselves with this technology that we shouldn't have yet, because we're not fucking ready for it, but we have it anyway.
I mean,
that's out there.
it would put me at ease about a lot of big questions I have existentially.
To know that our technology came from aliens specifically.
We're not supposed
so
to
we
have
just...
this. We went too far. We're well out of our depth. I'd be like, oh, thank God. I
kind of
wasn't able
that.
To adjust to the real world.
I kind of believe whether we got the tech from aliens or we just developed it ourselves, we are not ready for the technology that we have. We're still too primal and too stupid to have like the internet.
Or what if we're all in a simulation and the aliens are DLC?
Well, there's a theory that we're all
free
simulation
DLC.
Well, we're all there's two theories with simulation, that we are all in a simulation, and it's aliens like who created the simulation to observe their own evolutionary process.
Oh, that's interesting. It's like a more complex version of the time traveler theory.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain, you know, abductions unless it's them just messing with it. Or then there's also the theory that we are in a simulation that future humans created. And they're like,
right?
What about the theory that we're all in a big giant marble that's in like a cosmic game of marbles?
Called the Men in Black theory.
The Men in Black theory. Last 20 seconds of the movie theory.
Yeah, Men in Black last 20 seconds theory.
But that's the in a weird way, that's a representation of the multiverse theory, where we're just one of many, many different universes.
Yeah, it's like a very Zen version.
Yeah, exactly. And we're just, you know, playing game by aliens. But as far as like the major abduction scenarios and theories, that's them. Without going into too much detail as to like how in depth the government is involved and the government's own hybrid program, that's something we can talk about at a future date.
X-Files fan fiction.
Yeah, that right there, that episode that somehow an hour or just like blew by, is what I would consider this episode is like the final basics episode.
Abduction basics.
Yeah, so we've now covered basics
of abductions. Yeah,
exactly. We've now covered the basics aliens as far as races are concerned, and the basics of kind
oddly
of
white supremacist. Yeah,
yeah. Oddly, some of them anyway. Yeah. Definitely white supremacist. And then now we've talked about the basics of abductions and the kind of template. So the next alien
oddly
episode,
sexual. Yeah,
oddly sexual. The next alien episode we do at some point in the future will be a specific event. Something big that has happened that there is evidence for, at some type of evidence for, at the very least. Something that we can now break down and we can like literally go over, very similar to Tommy Karate, the details of who was involved.
I'm hoping to find some story that I just am like blown away by. I would love one that like involves the government and some verifiable facts, maybe some dubious footage.
Right? Yeah. No, I get it.
I'm ready.
So that is the alien abduction episode, everybody. I've been to take the amount of research I had to do and then just break it down into like, I can't go down that tangent. I just got to try and keep it focused. It's stressful, but I'm very pumped to finally be able to do and say we can do a focused alien episode next.
It's going
to
be great.
I'm so excited.
And what would you wear on your body while you're focusing on a specific alien event? What sexy glow-in-the-dark clothing could you maybe buy?
Oh, is that the orange?
So that you'll look great while
It's a sign you can wear. It says Chilluminati on it. A black t-shirt, green logo with an eye looking to the sky, indicating, you know, we're looking for aliens.
Yeah.
And it glows in the dark, so you can wander out in the forest by yourself without any tools for survival and wait for the aliens to come get you.
Sure.
It's also a groovy thing to wear at your local comic store or when you're eating nice, delicious Ninja Turtle pizza or you're at any gaming convention to show your low-key allegiance to other Chilluminati fans. There's tons of uses, and you look so good in it.
I agree. Everybody who sends us pictures, you guys, you rock that t-shirt better than I ever could. So I just don't look good in clothes. I just like to be naked at all times.
This episode's getting too dirty
right now.
It's too dirty for the kids. Nope.
This podcast is an explicit content warning on it.
I guess that gets us out of it then.
I say the P word a lot on here.
Pizza?
Pizza. That's right.
Right.
Sorry, kids. Earmuffs.
But thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I don't think Jesse has been moved in any way.
I have not. But I will say, my opinion hasn't changed either. I still think that aliens exist. I just don't think they give a shit about Earth.
I still feel pretty groovy about aliens, I gotta say.
Me too. We needed to get to the laying down the foundation of the future. We can't dive in anything deep and complex and then have to take 30-minute breaks to explain what this is or who these are, why these aliens are doing what they're doing. I just like to lay that out.
There has to be one event that is just so convincing.
There are a few, man. What about the one that I said that we talked? I forget the name of it now. But the one where the ships were seen in the sky throughout the entire town.
The Phoenix Lights?
For two nights straight. The Phoenix Lights is one. Yeah, that's definitely
one. There's
one
in Mexico that's similar to that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those out there.
I'm so interested in breaking those down. I would love to get to the end of one and not lose my enthusiasm for it a little bit. Because every once in a while, we always have to get to the point where we're like, well, then there was this other thing that's obviously what everybody saw, and it's a bummer. But I want one where there's still a question. I want one where Jesse's like, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's my goal. It's my dream. I'm chasing that dream. Continue suggesting that stuff on our Reddit.
I think the next alien one will be a multi-parter, too.
I'm ready.
Probably like a two-parter.
I'm ready.
So. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to basically Mathis ramble for about an hour and Jesse laugh at him and Alex be somewhere.
I would never laugh at you. I laugh at these insane theories.
Right. Yeah, of course. We will be back. We've got a couple of neat little, hopefully spooky October episodes coming your way.
Share your stories on Reddit and give us permission to read them.
Yes, please. Or talk about them on the podcast, please.
Or go back to a story you already posted and comment on it that we have permission to read it.
That would be great. I would love to do some spooky stories. As always, the plugs. We plugged our t-shirt. Go check it out. Yeti.com, Chilluminati. You'll find it. We are about to break 500 reviews on iTunes, which is fucking crazy. If you want to push us over the edge, please do. It's awesome. We sincerely appreciate the love. We're now on Spotify as well. All the Podbeaners came out to let us know that there's
five or six of you guys, I swear.
Yeah, there was a few people who came out on the subreddit and made a little thread of they're part of Podbean.
Podbean represent.
So thank you. Yeah.
We should let Podbean know that somebody who uses Podbean finally met somebody else who uses Podbean.
Nobody came out and said they use Stitcher or Tuner, though, and we're on both of those. So
shout outs to the Tuners and the Stitchers out there. Stitch Illuminati and the Tune Illuminati.
Stitch Illuminati, Tune Illuminati. And if you guys want to obviously tell us stories, the subreddit Chilluminati Pod is there. The Twitter Chilluminati Pod is there. You can chat with us there, and you can tweet at us independently at Jesse Cox, at Fasciane A for Alex, and at Mathis Games for myself.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to us. We love you guys very, very much, and we'll be back very soon with a new episode.
Happy October. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Happy October.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.